Welcome to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. The podcast is produced for leaders, young and experienced, in ministry and the marketplace. Now, let's join Dr. Steve Green as we seek to be led by the Holy Spirit so we might lead others according to God's purpose.
Welcome back to Green Lines. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. Today, I'd like to talk with you about something that is not traditional leadership fodder, and that's the concept of mourning. As a leader, do you mourn for your followers? We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor, and I'll give you an idea of what I'm thinking.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Evangelical Christian Credit Union. What you believe matters, and what you value matters, so where you bank should matter too. At ECCU, every dollar you spend or save is supporting ministry, like loans to churches and banking services for missionaries. Ask yourself, what does your current bank do with your money? If you don't know the answer or you don't like the answer, it might be time for a change. Visit www.eccu.org to see ECCU's competitive checking, savings, credit cards, and auto loans. That's eccu.org. Or call 1-800-634-ECCU to learn more about how your money can build ministry.
So you probably figured out I was referring to a verse in the Beatitudes. I want to read it just so you hear what I hear when I read it. I'm just going to take that part of the Beatitudes so I don't take a lot of time today. But here it is in verse 2. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. So it's not a bad thing to mourn. It's not negative, and it's not just something we do as we normally associate it with death. I want to think about it in terms of the number of mistakes that our teams make, you know, the people that we work with. And I think there's a couple of responses. You know, we can be angry or irritated. We can be feeling nothing, just sort of ambivalent. Or perhaps we can mourn for the fact that we haven't trained well enough. We haven't given enough of the right skill sets and resources and tools in order for our teammates to succeed. And that's my real irritation with myself. It causes me to mourn, to not be sad, but to seek forgiveness. You know, you've heard this before. They set me up to fail. I wonder how many times that really happens. And I don't know that a leader ever does it intentionally, but we set people up to fail when we don't give them the right resources. We don't train, we don't listen to them, we don't spend time with them to understand what the foibles of the project are, we just hold them accountable without any help. And I don't believe that good leaders hold people accountable without giving something back. Give our team something to work with that we can point to. I've done this, 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 and this, now what's wrong? What are you missing? I think the first question I ask in the face of a failure or in the face of a parent, things aren't going real good here, I think the first thing I want to ask is, what do you need? What are you missing? How can I help? That sometimes we can forestall it. Sometimes the horse is out of the barn. There's not much we can do. But this I know, that a leader who loves his team is going to confront. They're going to confront that possible failure, and then they're going to teach. The real takeaway here is that before we call a project dead, we see if we can teach through it. That mourning to me is being aware, being noticing, caring enough to ask the next question and to teach through it. Then we can mourn with them when a project. Mourning should be collective. We should all feel a part of what did we miss, how did we miss it, what did we learn from this. I think when the Lord tells me he's going to comfort me, I think I'm going to learn. I think when the Holy Spirit convicts me, when I get conviction, it seems like it always comes in the face of questions. To me, when I'm being convicted, when the Lord is coming after me through the power of the Holy Spirit, I feel questions that are hanging around me. Basically, when I hear this little small voice, they're asking me questions. Here's a couple that are in the Bible that really come to mind. What are you doing here, Elijah? Remember Elijah under the broom tree? And God came and said, what are you doing here? Or what are you doing here? What is your problem? Get up, go up to the mountain, and I'm going to pass by. You see, that was a convicting question. What are you doing here? I think there's some mourning going on that Elijah's sitting down here under a broom tree. Obviously, he's under a tree because he's afraid. Well, I don't need to beat him up. See, some leaders think that leadership is making people mourn. I'm going to come in and rip your face off. Now, how'd that work out for you? Are you all encouraged now and ready to go to the next job and just really work hard? Why would I desire to make somebody feel bad because a job didn't get performed right? I'm the one that needs to be doing the mourning, not the candidate, not the teammate. I don't want to spend 1 minute of my leadership capital on making a teammate feel bad. Remember when Jesus asked Peter, "Who do men say that I am?" Good question. Here's the hard question. Who do you say I am, Peter? Now, that's a convicting question. It's one thing to say what everybody else thinks. What do you think, Peter? And then when the disciples were walking along the street and they were talking about who's going to sit on the right throne, who's the greatest of them all, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the greatest apostle of them all, Jesus just comes up to them somewhere down the road and said, "What are you guys talking about?" Like he didn't know. Like he already didn't know. And in confronting that, he didn't make them feel bad. He gave them some training after that. But he confronted and then encouraged and comforted. Comforted by telling them that they're going to see a kingdom of heaven like they've never seen before. You know, meekness is not weakness and mourning is not a weakness. There's nothing here that would make me feel like a weak leader because I mourn for the loss of a project. Because I mourn for the loss of an individual's day, that they've wasted their time, they feel incompetent, they feel remorseful. I don't want them to feel that way. I want them to feel like moving on, getting going, moving ahead. I know you learned from this. Let's do this together. Let's move on. Let's have joyful mourning. Joy comes in the morning, and I'm going to spell mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. Joy comes after mourning if there's a good leader involved. You've been listening to Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you all. Hi, this is Steve Green again. Do you want more information on leadership? Would you like to read more? You may or may not know that on the Green Lines blog on Ministry Today magazine, I write every day. If you care to, or if you're having trouble sleeping and you need to go back to sleep, read Green Lines and I guarantee you can go back to sleep really quick. If you want to read more about leadership, find me on Green Lines on MinistryTodayMag.com. It's MinistryTodayMag.com. And Green Lines will pop up, and if you choose to read it, I'd really appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast. If you would like to read Dr. Green's blog, visit www.MinistryTodayMag.com. This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.